Arguably the most influential document produced in Washington every day is the President's Daily Brief. It's seen by fewer than a dozen senior officials, and it's written by the CIA, but that may be about to change. The White House has indicated that for the first time in nearly six decades, responsibility for producing the President's morning intelligence summary will shift to the new National Intelligence Director. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on the potential consequences of the move.
The President's Daily Brief, the PDB, has seen many incarnations over the years. Back in 1961, when CIA officials were trying to figure out how to present information to the newly elected John F. Kennedy, they came up with the PICL. That's PICL for President's Intelligence Checklist. It ran seven small pages, mostly bullet points and a few maps. Since then, other presidents have asked for different levels of detail or different formats, and the CIA has always tailored the summaries to suit its most important customer.
At the end of the day, what's really important is whether the president finds the content of the briefing that he receives useful.
Winston Wiley is a former head of the CIA's Directorate of Intelligence. That's the branch of the agency that currently produces the PDB. These days, the brief arrives at the Oval Office every morning in a blue leather binder embossed with gold letters. It distills the work of thousands of CIA analysts. In recent years, it has not included input from other agencies, like the State Department's Intelligence Bureau or the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency. And that, says Winston Wiley, presents an opening for the new Director of National Intelligence.
I think the principal pro of having the DNI take over the responsibility for presenting the PDB is that it provides an opportunity to broaden even more the range of views that the president will get from across the intelligence community.
Almost certainly, the PDB of the future will include more dissenting views, and Gregory Treverton of the Rand Corporation sees potential for a real shakeup. Treverton is a veteran of the National Intelligence Council, which analyzes information from all 15 U.S. intelligence agencies. He imagines that traditional roles could reshuffle considerably.
The CIA really, I think, hates the prospect of losing what has been its crown jewels, the PDB. But if it did, then you might imagine the NIC, the National Intelligence Council, would become much more engaged in current intelligence than it is now. It would be kind of the overseer and quality control for the PDB. You can imagine then the CIA moving much more back into deeper, longer-term analysis.
In fact, some CIA insiders view the loss of the President's Daily Brief as potentially liberating. One former senior CIA official argues, it's time to return to our original strength, spying. What makes us different, he says, is we can sneak into a prime minister's office and steal secrets. Let's stop messing around with all the other stuff. But there are questions as to how soon the new intelligence chief can realistically take over the PDB. The president's nominee for the job, John Negroponte, isn't expected to face confirmation hearings until April. Republican Congressman Peter Hoekstra is chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He argues that the CIA and its director, Porter Goss, still have a key role to play, both in writing the PDB and briefing its contents to the president.
There's a high likelihood that Porter Goss and Ambassador Negroponte will both be in the session with the president in the morning, because Porter's going to have the tactical daily information, and Ambassador Negroponte is going to be looking at this from a more strategic level.
Still, even if Goss does continue to get regular FaceTime with the president, the transfer of the PDB is yet another sign that the CIA's historic dominance over U.S. intelligence is fading. The question now is, will U.S. intelligence be better off for it? Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.